Ever wish you had like a personal assistant for your plate? One that tracks your meals without you lifting a finger? Or a pen for that matter? Today we're diving into a fascinating research paper, First Bite Chew, that might just be the future of food journaling.
And a potential game changer for personalized health, you might say.
Okay, so we've all been there trying to remember if we had two slices of pizza or three.
Right.
Traditional food journals and calorie counting apps. They have their limitations.
To put it mildly, they rely heavily on our memory and estimation, which we know aren't always reliable, especially when it comes to something as variable as our eating habits.
Exactly. This research, though, is exploring a whole new approach. Smart glasses that can identify different foods just from how we bite and chew.
It sounds futuristic, but the science behind it is quite elegant. These glasses would use tiny motion sensors, called IMUs, to capture the subtle vibrations created by our every bite and chew.
Like a mini earthquake sensor for your mouth. But how do they tell a chip from a carrot based on just vibrations?
That's where things get interesting. The researchers found that the first bite, combined with the hand movements we make while bringing food to our mouths, creates a distinct pattern, or bite print, for different foods. Think of it like a fingerprint, but for your lunch.
So each food has its own unique signature bite. That's wild. But how accurate is this bite print technology? Are we talking about a future where my glasses mistake my banana for a burrito?
While it's not quite ready to replace our forks just yet, the accuracy is impressive. In their study, they achieved over 93% accuracy in identifying 7 different food types across 4 participants.
Yeah.
Just from those initial bites.
93%, that's way better than my food recall on a good day. But 7 food types, while promising, isn't exactly a culinary world tour. What about all the other delicious variety out there?
You've hit on one of the key challenges, scalability, currently. The model is trained on individual users and a limited food selection. The researchers acknowledge that expanding this to encompass the sheer diversity of foods and individual eating styles is crucial.
Because let's be honest.
Yeah.
Everyone has their quirks. Like, I might be a pizza crust first kind of person, while someone else dives straight for the toppings. How would these smart glasses ever keep up?
That's where few-shot learning comes in, which is a fascinating area of machine learning.
Few-shot learning. It sounds kind of like something out of a sci-fi movie. What is it exactly?
Imagine teaching a child to recognize a new animal. You wouldn't need to show them thousands of pictures, would you? A few examples would be enough. Few-shot learning is similar. It allows a system to learn new concepts with minimal data.
So in this case, instead of bombarding the smart glasses with a lifetime's worth of pizza eating data,
they could learn to recognize your unique pizza eating style from just a handful of bites. That's the beauty of it, adapting to new foods and individual variations with incredible efficiency.
That's remarkable. It would almost be like having a personalized AI nutritionist analyzing your every bite. Speaking of personalized, one detail from the research really struck me. They observed that one participant consistently took 8 bites to finish a double cheeseburger. Every single time.
It's a testament to the kind of hidden patterns this technology can reveal, and it hints at the potential for incredibly precise calorie tracking. Imagine if the system knew your typical eating patterns down to the bite.
We're talking next-level dietary insights.
Yeah.
But it also brings up some questions. Could this level of monitoring feel intrusive? What about privacy? Would my smart glasses be judging my late-night ice cream cravings?
Those are valid concerns, and the researchers acknowledge that privacy is paramount. It's crucial that this technology is developed and implemented responsibly.
So how do we ensure responsible development? Are we talking about strict regulations or ethical guidelines for bite print data?
Absolutely. Transparency is key. Users should have complete control over their data, understanding what's being collected and how it's being used. It's about empowering individuals with information, not using it without their consent.
It sounds like we're on the verge of a new frontier in personalized health monitoring. But with great technological advancements come great responsibility.
Right, precisely. It's a collective responsibility, scientists, developers, policymakers, and users working together to ensure that this technology is used ethically and to its full potential.
And speaking of potential, the researchers didn't stop at just food identification. They envisioned this technology having implications beyond calorie counting. What else could these bite prints tell us about our health?
Imagine a future where your smart glasses could detect subtle changes in your chewing patterns, potentially indicating dental problems or even stress levels.
Stress levels, just from how I chew my food.
It might sound surprising, but our chewing patterns can actually reveal a lot about our overall well-being. When we're stressed, we often clench our jaws or grind our teeth, even subconsciously. These subtle changes in muscle tension and movement could be picked up by those sensitive IMUs.
So in a way, these smart glasses could become like a window into our stress levels, giving us a heads up before we even realize we're feeling overwhelmed.
Exactly. And that's just one example. The researchers also propose using this technology to monitor for signs of swallowing difficulties, which could be particularly beneficial for seniors or individuals with certain medical conditions.
Like turning something we do every day, biting and chewing, into valuable health data. But data that, as we've discussed, needs to be treated responsibly and ethically.
Absolutely. The goal here isn't to create a world where our every bite is scrutinized, but rather to empower individuals with a deeper understanding of their own health. Imagine receiving personalized feedback on your eating habits, tailored to your specific needs and goals.
It would be like having a personal nutritionist on call, minus the awkward small talk. But instead of simply dictating what we should or shouldn't eat, this technology could nudge us towards healthier choices.
Precisely. Imagine your smart glasses gently suggesting a lighter option when you're feeling stressed, or reminding you to stay hydrated throughout the day. It's about providing helpful insights and options, not dictating our every decision.
It's fascinating to think about how this first bite technology could revolutionize not just how we track our meals, but how we approach our health in general.
It's a whole new way of thinking about the connections between our physical actions and our overall well-being. And it highlights the incredible potential of technology to empower us to take control of our health in a way that feels personalized and, dare I say, even enjoyable.
I don't know about you, but I'm excited to see where this research leads. From personalized nutrition advice to early detection of health issues, the possibilities seem endless. And who knows? Maybe someday we'll look back at those clunky food journals and calorie counting apps as relics of the past.
I have a feeling you might be right. This research is a powerful reminder that sometimes the biggest breakthroughs come from looking at the world in a new way, even if it's just one bite at a time.
This deep dive certainly gave us a lot to chew on. For our listeners, we'd love to hear your thoughts. What other subtle ways could we use technology to monitor and improve our health without being intrusive or disruptive? Share your ideas on our social media channels. Maybe you'll spark the next big innovation. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep those brains engaged.